Hello, sit down and start listening.
I want you.
Mando Iannucci on 1FM. Imagine Johnny Walker jumping out of a cake.
Bishop, the press have accused you of fudging on clergy who are practicing homosexuals. Did you fudge?
We certainly didn't fudge.
Mando Iannucci on 1FM, the voice of reason, but from a collapsed lung.
Week, prisons, skating, your ugly music, hitting children, and Jane Austen. Join me. Simon from Northampton. Simon, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you want to know?
What's best, whole numbers or fractions?
Philip Dawson, which is best, whole numbers or fractions?
Whole numbers.
Thank you, Simon.
Can't believe I listened to you.
Your tractors off our lawn.
Utah Saints once performed a special concert for a hen.
Mando Iannucci on 1FM. He's got music coming out of his trousers.
That's me, these are my trousers, and time now to meet this week's blind date posse. Contestant number one, name yourself and say where you're from.
Hi, I'm David Schneider from Crouch End, hey. And if it's comedy you want, then you've come to D Right Play. Hey.
Well, if I get things back to front, it's because I'm Rebecca Front, and I'm from London.
Hey. I'm Peter Bainham, I'm from Wales, and like Dylan Thomas, a Welshman, I'd like to put milk under your wood.
Oh. Hey. I'm Richard Herring, and I'm from Cheddar. So say cheese, because I am gorgeous, and I've got some sets of badgers.
Yay! Okay, and also to celebrate British Science Week, we've got a scientist with us this evening. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Armando.
Hi, more from Ben later. Okay, later on we'll also be having more songs from our tramp. Good news addict Martin Lewis will be burping back in again with some more good news. Also, we'll be taking a look at the criminal underworld. And there'll be, of course, Fight of My Life, some of the best fights from you Radio 1 listeners. And also, we'll be having the Witches Best Oscars. Here to tell us more about it is Philip Dawson.
Dawson's!
Oh, sorry, Dawson.
Get it right!
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be having the best things of the last 12 months,
yep.
Armando. For example, the categories might that the overall best thing? You might want to choose, say, for example, Blood, Hello Magazine, or The Smell of Suntan Oil on a Lady's Back.
Excellent. That was
best foreign, best foreign thing, which could, for example, lasagna or French dirt.
Right.
And also the best use of a thing in another thing, for example, peas in meat and potato and pea pie.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. Well, what we want is for you to ring up with your nominations and your suggested categories for which is best of the last 12 months. The number to ring is at 071-306-0222. That's 071-306-0222 with your suggestions for best things and for the best category of things. On now to the news from this week. And in the High Court, childminders and nannies won the right to carry guns when looking after children. The decree means that it's now legal for unruly children aged 5 or under to be disciplined by a shootout in the house or garden. Ex-Chancellor Norman Lewont won a court battle to have a television advert taken off air, claiming that the commercial cast unsubstantiated allegations against his person by showing Dennis Healy raising his eyebrows at a 40-foot-high concrete fist sticking out of the ground and up into the air through a hole in the sky. Victorious Frank Bruno announced that his next fight will be with British chess master Nigel Short. The two strange men announced plans for a contest next April in which Bruno will play according to the rules of boxing, while Short will play the game of chess. The winner will be the first one to knock the other one to the ground. And finally, chaos in Los Angeles this morning when Michael Jackson went walkabout. The public were concerned.
My daughter was in the restroom. The little one was in their room. And then they start screaming, oh, dad. So I jumped from the sofa and went to get my two little girls and walk outside.
Michael Jackson on Walkabout in Los Angeles, and we'll also later on be playing some of your ugly selection of music. We played what we thought was the ugliest piece of music last week, but we've just been sent in a tape by Will Walker from Catton near Norwich of the Lincolnshire Constabulary, featuring the Burt Whedon Quartet and Roy Edwards on vocals, of their edition of Safe and Sound. Here we go.
Oh, Mr. Policeman, tell me, what should I really do to grow up safe in this big world and be as tall as you? I'll tell you, little man, the best way that I can. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Sing.
Don't go with a stranger or ride in his big car. It's raining and you are going far. This be sure to learn or you may not return. Ooh, la 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 la.
Yeah, it goes on for hours and hours, actually. It's a Safe and Sound from the Lincolnshire Constabulary. It wasn't particularly ugly, I didn't think.
No, very good. I thought good message.
Very good.
Catchy.
Yeah,
very good.
Very inaccurate. Very inaccurate.
How do you mean?
Well, the bit when he said about that you might rot, if you go with a stranger in his big car, you might not return.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a good chance you will return, but you just have had some new experiences in your life.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Absolutely.
And this is a concentrate on the ugliness, actually.
Musically, it was good, I thought.
Yeah. La la la, very catchy.
Kind of there's elements of Rolling Stones there.
Early Bowie. Bit of the Troggs, maybe.
Yeah.
Bit of James, actually, I thought.
Bit of James. I spotted that, actually, because if you listen, this is the policeman, right?
La, 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 la.
Right, and la, 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 and this is James.
You see?
Play that again.
They're the same.
Oh, it doesn't work. These car machines are
which
very...
Which is best?
Well, we can do this.
We just borrowed these car machines off Radio 5.
La, la, la,
there you go.
Identical.
Right, so who stole what from whom?
Must be James.
If you know the answer to that, then ring in to 071-306-0222. 071-306-0222. Principally the number for your Which Is Best of the last 12 months. And have we got any more nominations for the Which Is Best
Award? Yeah, we've got a few. Money, overall best thing, is very popular.
Okay,
I thought that.
Best thing, money.
Yeah. Also, a nice Wii.
Nice sweet. What category is that?
Well, that's actually just best lit thing, strangely enough.
Best lit thing?
Yeah.
Do you only go to the toilet with the light on?
I think it's best.
Do you actually go out your way to light your Wii? Or is the light just on?
Well, I don't like my wee ass in.
Can I suggest, I'd like to suggest a new category, the category for most promising new thing, and if I could nominate my fridge. Obviously I'm the only person to nominate it, but.
I've got one for best thing in a thing. Now, I think it's about time this one. The word turtle in turtleneck jumper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Picking a poke, I like.
Jack in a box, I think.
Okay, so we're looking for your nominations for best thing, best lit thing, best thing in a thing, and best new thing. And, if you've got any other, nominations or categories of thing that you want to, nominate, then do send them in. And we've got the first caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Pardon?
Who are you? You're Jason.
Jason, yeah.
Hi, I'm Amanda Iannucci.
Hello.
And what have you got? Have you got a nomination?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
Best childminder, Michael Jackson.
Satire.
Best satire. Okay.
Yeah,
hello. Oh, no, he's calling back. Hello, yeah?
Hello. It's actually James stole it from the other one.
What?
The La La La.
Oh, James. I thought you were introducing yourself as James.
No.
He caught
all right,
nothing.
Then. Best what? Theft there was James from the constable. And don't steal from policemen, children. Just remember that. Okay, keep your calls coming.
Best policeman.
Armando Iannucci on 1FM. Obviously not quite as good as a professional DJ, but near enough to have a reasonable stab.
BBC Radio.
This week, skater Tonya Harding was, of course, finally admitted being guilty and implicated in the smashing of the knees of Nancy Kerrigan. Joining us now live over in Idaho outside the skating prison to which she's been sent is our skating correspondent Keith Bitch.
Hello, Armando.
Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm very well, yes.
Okay, can you just tell us a bit more about what's happening to Tonya?
Yes, certainly. Well, Tonya Harding's been sent to skating prison here in Idaho for 2 years.
Yeah.
She's locked up with 2,500 other skaters who've committed crimes of violence in the last 2 years. They're all kept in specially adapted cells which have their own individual rinks, and they're punished weekly by being given low points.
I see. And what are the specific punishments has Harding been given?
Well, with good behaviour, she can expect to get out after a year, but then she's got to do another 400 hours of community skating for old people.
Right.
She'll have to do things like triple axels, spins, reversals for them, and also wash their stomachs.
OK, thanks very much, Keith. That's Keith Bitch there, our commercial skater.
Yeah, it's Tonya Harding. It's the old how far can you go to make crime pay, isn't it? Because she's committed a crime.
Right.
But she's got sort of $2 million out of doing it. She's got lots of sponsorships and stuff. So, I mean, like, for example, the guy who stabbed Monica Seles with that knife.
Yeah.
That was too far because he got sort of sent to a mental hospital for doing that.
And no money.
And no money out of it.
And he got chucked out of the game.
But if he'd, say, stabbed her with a spoon or something quirky, a plastic lobster or something...
Right.
Come in like that, then you'd have got a lot of publicity and no prison sentence.
People do go too far, though. For example, I mean, Stephen Milligan, you know, he got carried away. Well, obviously, he did get carried away in the end anyway. But, you know, when you think about it, you know, you were saying if it had been a plastic lobster.
Yes.
If Stephen Milligan had just been, say, a lettuce and not a Tory MP, it wouldn't have made the papers.
He wouldn't have made any money for that.
You know, lettuce was found in a bag, in a plastic, because he was found in a plastic bag.
Right, right.
It would have been a lettuce in a plastic bag.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
I think somebody like Bienvenida Buck probably, you know, just about got it right.
Lady Buck.
She got all the money and all the publicity and hasn't had to go to prison because she hasn't committed a crime. I mean, she did admittedly have to sleep with a lot of very old men, but, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
You had to do that, didn't you, Dave, to get on the show?
I mean, to get on this show.
Are you calling me an old man?
Allegedly, Fred West went too far. You know, I mean, he had a choice. It's like that program, what's it called? Do the Right Thing.
With Terry Wogan.
I mean, he was faced with a choice there, like in that program.
Yeah.
He was faced with the choice, shall I have these female lodgers in my house and shall I rent out rooms to them and make a bit of money every week?
Yeah.
Or shall I have them there and kill them and put them in the basement under concrete? Two choices, and he went for the second choice.
Well, we've got to be quite clear about that, because it hasn't been decided. I mean, the jury haven't yet done the running around in the courtroom sit on the yes or no seat.
Can I just say, he did do it, though?
Philip Dawson's. Did he do it?
What is best, yes or no? it's best to say no.
your tractors off our lawn.
OK, there's a documentary on telly tomorrow showing Tovlin Dean in the build-up to the Lillehammer Olympics and showing a bit argumentative side to them that we've never seen before. Here's a sneak preview.
Are you going to half do it or go full out and do it properly?
I was doing it properly. We just went together, weren't we?
I think you're doing it like you just got off an aeroplane. You're only giving it half. You don't have to change anything if you're not going to try.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
You've got an attitude. You're not going to try. Okay, okay. Hands up, eyes to the ceiling. Great God, Jane. What's your problem? You just don't want to be here, do you?
It takes more than one go.
Do you want to go home, come back and start again? You haven't even bothered to try to do it. It's no good start crying. I've got no sympathy. Don't cry on me. You're like a dead weight, Jane.
That says Tovlin Dean, as we've never heard them before. And after that, here's some good news from good news freak, Martin Lewis.
More scouts
in Los Angeles as thousands who've lost their
woggles
camp out in the open. 33 people are now known to have
nice new curtains.
Half of them in one block of flats.
Thanks, Martin. 18 minutes past nine. And keep your Witch's Best nominations coming in. 071 306 0222. We've got some already. Ian from Ipswich is nominated for Best Thing. Trevor Eve of Shoestring fame, because he's excellent. Mm-hmm. Steve Adams from Royston, Best Thing of the Year. Corn on the second toe of his left leg.
Won it before.
Always wins. David Heffron from Glasgow, Best Thing in a Thing is Toad in the Hole or Hole in His Sock. It's a clever play on words there. Have we got any more? Let's start a few more categories then for best thing.
I'd just like to say for best supporting thing, I think legs, it's always nominated. It's never yet won it.
Right,
And I think this has got to be the year. Yeah. And this year, remember, legs have supported Mother Teresa in her work. I think, if anything else, that deserves to be.
Yeah, but the Humber Bridge span has been particularly good this year.
I would like to nominate for best supporting thing, the air under a hovercraft.
Oh. Well, it's not really the air that does the supporting, really.
A vacuum, really. I mean, that's a bit of a take.
One for our scientists,
yes,
really, there.
Some scientists later. Yes. Any more nominations?
Best foreign thing, Abu Dhabi Airport, but I haven't been there, so it's just...
That's just been rung in.
Natasha Kinski, I think.
Okay, well, we'll keep the calls coming in, but on now to The Underworld. There's been a lot of stupid fuss recently about the BBC One series, The Underworld, in which the BBC cleverly paid hardened criminals to talk about evil in order to boost ratings. And to accompany the series, tonight we've given them more cash to talk to us. So here's our first visit to The Underworld.
Of course, it was different in our day back then. I mean, you were hard, you were tough, but you'd only hurt your own, wouldn't you?
That's right. Like, we kept it within the criminal gangs, Like the kids nowadays, I mean, they sort of do it to other people, don't they?
They'll attack the civilians, innocent people, the public, opening up a bit, which is a good idea.
Yeah, because...
It's initiative.
Yeah, it broadens the target.
Yeah, so
we would do all sorts of things, you know, extortion and stuff, you know, but...
Guns,
you name it. We
never... touch drugs, though. We've never dealt drugs.
That was the law, and which was stupid, wasn't it?
There was a lot of money to be made out of that,
But we had some good times, don't we? Do you remember that number up at Woolwich?
The Woolwich in Woolwich, You was on the door, I remember, with the shooter, Kenny, and I went in to the cashier, and I was all ready to, like, you know, take it all out, get the money over the threats and stuff, and then I just thought, I turned to you and I said, Kenny, this is wrong.
This is wrong.
It's not our money. Yeah. Leave it. Walk away.
So we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then there was, I remember the time with Southend Mikey, do you remember him?
We had his shoes and socks off and his feet strapped down on a desk, and I had like a little hammer there.
Yeah.
And I was gonna break all of his toes one by one. And I looked in his face. You remember what he said?
Please don't hurt me.
Please don't hurt me. That will hurt.
And he was right.
It would have hurt him.
And we sort of thought, it's going to hurt him. We shouldn't do this. It's wrong.
Gave him a cup of tea, sent him on his way.
Talking about Southend Mikey, do you remember that time we were allies with the Southend gang? Yeah. And we met him at the local, and one of them, I think it was Lenny, he called you a fat poof.
Yeah, he did. And I was ready. I had my gun in my pocket. I was ready to whip it out and shoot him. And then I thought, fair enough. Yeah. I've been putting on a bit of weight lately.
Yeah, that's all right. And you're homosexual,
was it? Bisexual, Kenny, but I mean, it was an easy mistake to make. It was, you know, because my name being Leslie, I could have been a woman as well, for all you know, and it was dark.
That's right.
You know,
easy mistake.
More tales of evil from the underworld later, 22 minutes past nine. And we move on to science. Science, love it or hate it, is always there, making gases. And joining us tonight to tell us all about British Science Week and what it's like being a scientist, we're very pleased to welcome the Radio 1 scientist, Ben.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, Ben. Hi.
As you say, Armando, it's British Science Week, and there's a lot of science going on around the country.
Okay, what's happening then?
Well, for example, there's a sponsored clone-a-thon at Hull University, where they're going to try and clone as many people as they can in 24 hours.
That's good, yeah.
A lot of vivisection in Margate, but you have to bring your own rabbit for that.
Okay.
And in Toaster in Northamptonshire, there's a guess how many atoms in a bottle competition. But my favourite tip is the car manufacturing plants of the country are showing off their robots, and they're doing a robot sumo tournament. The finals are going to be Vauxhall versus Nissan.
Can I just ask, is science really boring, or is it just what you've just said that's really boring?
No, science is terribly exciting. I mean, we're trying to do in British science.
What do you do? I mean, like, you know, do you have a life, really?
Of course, yes.
Do you have friends?
Well, you have many friends. Not at the moment.
You're saying it's Science
but
Week.
I'm lucky, Rebecca.
You're saying it's Science Week. Is there actually more science this week?
There's a lot more science. We're trying to show people what a great world...
How much more science is there?
About 50%.
But have you ever had sex? That's what I want to know.
With other people?
Look, you can't see now, I've got them.
Thanks. And my glasses.
When your girlfriend then?
Yes. No. We often go down the pub with other scientists. I mean, why don't we talk about this later? I mean,
do you want to come for a drink with us?
Sure. Whereabouts to go?
We're all going to hang around at the end.
Tidy up a bit.
Oh, well, I'll see you there. Which one? The one on the corner?
The Yorkshire Cock. Arms.
Okay, that's straight out of the door.
You can't miss it.
Just go there. We'll be 5 minutes.
We will definitely catch up with you.
I'll see you later.
Don't bother getting us drinks.
Bye. Cheers. Bye. Cheers. Thanks, Ben. Ben the scientist. Okay, it's time for Mary with the health of insects.
A bad day for insects across the country, I'm afraid, starting in the southeast, where one of the moths has got colic. In the Midlands, several blue bottles will be out of action all weekend while undergoing dental repairs, and all the region's worms have started coughing. Good news for the wasp in Leeds, however, who's recovered from Hodgkinson's disease and should be back in the air this afternoon. And that's the health of insects for today.
And don't forget, next week is Jane Austen Week on Radio 1. We'll be constantly pumping out information about the small white novelist for 7 whole days.
Jane Austen, toasted and frosted on 1FM.
Okay, more on Jane Austen later. But now into our Tramp, Stompy makepiece, who you heard singing last week. Bootleg recordings of Stompy are already circulating. And this week we're going to play a recording of him having a fight with Marquis Smith during the recording of I Want You within Spiral Carpets.
I just want some money for some soup.
Try straight, mate. John Major accuses Labour of spreading
happiness
against members of his government.
Okay, from Martin Lewis, back to Boys in the Underworld.
In those days, of course, the only way out of the slums for the young men was playing chess. That was our way out. But it was illegal then, of course, chess back in the 50s. So we had to play underground chess. No rules, bare knuckle, no rules chess. Sitting down, gang of men round. You know, just, we'd start, clocks would be set up, we'd start. First person to knock over everyone else's pieces was the winner. Bang like that.
We had underground buckaroo. The buckaroos they have these days, you see. You know, once
they're fixed, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fixed. Well, once you've hung like 8 things on the donkey or something like that, it just springs up.
Just after the bucket, usually.
Yeah. But in that, it could go on for ages. Yeah. You know, it was rigged, it was.
And it was kiss dangerous
chase.
As well.
Do you remember the kiss chase we used to do as well?
Yeah.
Underground
kiss chase.
Two blokes chasing each other around.
Leslie, you did that a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, Leslie.
He was really into that kiss chase.
Jane Austen Week on 1FM.
That's Jane Austen we call next week, and we'll be giving away her skull to someone on the programme next week, so listen in for that. And also for the address for our Jane Austen furniture. Just keep the calls coming in, 071 306 0222 for the Witch's Best Awards. Mark Doyle from Leeds suggests Best Book in the Library. Oh, that's a category. Send in your nominations for Best Book in the Library. Darren from Nottingham, best thing to stop you banging your head is gravity. One more, Kester Gerrand. Thing you have to press in a CD case to get the CD out. That's the best thing. Thing you have to press in a CD case. Yeah, it's great that, because you can press it again and it goes back in. Okay, time's coming up to 9:30 in the news. Still to come, the Witch's Best Awards. There's a relieved return for the news from Radio Berkshire, taped off local radio on my bedroom cassette machine. More filth from the gob-filled sewers of the underworld. Another heart-rending fight of my life, bare-knuckle encounters sent in by Radio 1 listeners. We'll be talking about hitting children. More music. More phone calls. And lots of information. Okay, £100 goes to anyone who hears the magic word lawnmower. It's 9:30 on 1FM. Here's Sarah Lockett with the news.
Armando Iannucci on 1FM, broadcasting that has no understanding of the concept of evil.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. I'm singing and I sing. It can only get better. Can only get
Sorry, but your holiday villa is now full of flying ants.
Great news, Mr. Lynham. You've got the how do they do that job.
Jenkins, ever since your wife left you, you've been an appalling clown. Get out of my circus.
Mum, I'm the new Mrs. Michael Winner. And you've shown me how I must love to feel this
disease. I'll lose everything now. I'm afraid we've run out of English mustard. Will French do?
I'm Emma Freud. Good afternoon.
Mrs. Dodson, the crate containing your son has failed to arrive.
And the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress goes to Emma Thompson.
I've come about the room to let.
Oh, come in. I'm Fred.
Mum, I'm sorry, I accidentally filled the toothpaste tube with deep heat.
Hi, welcome back. That's Things Can Only Get Better from a D-Ream, which is short for Damp Dream. Time now for news from a distinctly Berkshire perspective.
Local and national news from BBC Radio Berkshire. Three mortar bombs have been fired around the north of Reading. This time the target was the new bus lane. The second consecutive night it's come under attack. The IRA says a series of well-planned bus lanes are needed if the problem of overcrowded roads is to be addressed in the future.
We have to do something to try and stem the ever-increasing use of a private car.
No damage was caused and there were no casualties. BBC Radio Berkshire News, Emily Curtis reporting.
Right, and still taking your votes now for the Which Is Best Awards. Ring us on 071 306 0222 with your votes for any of the things that you've heard nominated. That's 071 306 0222. Just remind you of some of the categories. We're looking for Best Foreign Thing, Best Thing in a Thing, Best Supporting Thing, Best Female Thing, and of course Best Thing, which we'll announce at the end of the programme. We'll go over to the phone later, but first of all, another one of my classic wind-up phone calls, and you can now get these on a small cassette in some shops. Here's what happened earlier today when I rang Directory Inquiries.
How can I help you?
Hi, Armando Iannucci on 1FM.
How can I help you?
It's Armando Iannucci here.
Hello, yes. Can I help you?
Hello?
Yes?
Are you the owner of the large brick car that's parked outside Broadcasting House?
You're on to British Telecom here.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry. Sorry to have caused you concern.
Okay, sorry. Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry, bye.
Amanda Iannucci on 1FM, Pearl Harbor to Simon Mayo's Japanese invasion.
Priceless, that one. And just picking up on a story that you may have caught in the tabloids earlier this week in Wales, apparently. Welshman Stephen Spiller infuriated his wife with his fanatical attempts to get to see the Wales-England rugby match. Without telling her, he used all his savings to pay for the two teams to come and play in his house. The game kicked off at 3 p.m. in the Rhondda Valley living room, whose furnishings were immediately destroyed in a ruck. And more information on Jane Austen Week all next week on Radio 1. We'll be getting lots of balloons and tying them into the shape of Jane Austen to drive around attached to your car roof. And starting this evening, the complete works of Jane Austen, read by Bruno Brooks.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
Opening sentence of Pride and Prejudice, and you can hear the next sentence in Mark Radcliffe's show. Your votes for which is best? I think we've got another caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you got a nomination?
Yes, Best Thing in a Thing.
Best Thing in a Thing? Who's that, by the way?
My name's Dan from Shrewsbury.
Thanks.
Best Thing in a Thing, Cat's Eyes in Cat's Eyes.
Oh.
Otherwise you couldn't see the middle of the road.
Good. Very good.
Excellent, thanks very much.
Practical.
Next.
Thanks,
cheers. Next one.
Hello.
Hi.
My best supporting thing is the arm in Armando Iannucci.
Oh. But that leads off.
Sorry?
That leads off.
Oh, yeah.
The arm comes on first, does a few songs, and then Mando Iannucci comes on and does the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So you're excluded. Now back to our boys and girls in the underworld.
I mean, it's an old thing to say, but it was like a family. I mean, when I married John, who was the head of the Croydon gang, he was very good to me. All the boys showed me a lot of respect. They all helped out with the kids. The Crays, they ran a creche for the children. And the Croydon gang, we had an exchange scheme for pushchairs and old clothing, that sort of thing. It was, you know, you wouldn't credit it now, would you? There's no community anymore.
Some women are droning on in the underworld. Calls for best things, 071-306-0222. John Smith rings in. Nomination for best thing in a thing. Mike Smith in an oven. Straight to the top of the pile. Anyone else got any?
Yeah, got one here from Graham and Paul in Edinburgh. Best musical thing. The nomination is Song of a Blue Whale Heated Over a Candle.
Oh, my God. I've got that album, actually.
Yeah,
got rather an unpleasant foreign thing,
yep.
Which is Saddam's eventual big death from Mike Johnson
from
in Leicester.
George Bush. OK, it's 20 to 10, which means it's time now for What Are You Going On About? A new kind of soapbox theme to the programme, where we invite someone in to go on about something and to kind of lead off a discussion. We're going to talk about smacking children, which is in the news this time. Stuart Lee is in with us this evening.
Yeah, I'm here, obviously, in my capacity as an expert on causing pain to children.
All right.
Personally, I think children should be seen and not heard, right? And that's why I spend a lot of time looking over the walls of children's playgrounds with lots of ground-up turnips stuffed into my ears. The problem with kids, though, is that they're more evil and badly behaved than any adults, and that you can't, like, discipline them, you know, because you're not allowed to. Like, I was in Camden, and some kids were spitting, like, milkshake over my car, and everyone I was with just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
You know, and they got away with it, whereas if an adult had been doing it, a grown man spitting milkshake over a car,
he'd
have been, you know, for some sort of punishment.
Yeah,
but with kids,
him.
You can't do it, yeah.
But I've actually seen, like, when you stop at traffic lights, kids that come out and spit milkshake at your car and then ask for...
They ask for a reward for it.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
They should be imprisoned or shot.
Right.
Money. I mean, they wouldn't do it though. Children wouldn't be naughty if they didn't have any temptation, would they?
Right.
You know, I mean, for example, if a little boy, you know, insists on wetting his pants.
Yeah.
If you never ever gave him any liquid at all.
Right.
He wouldn't do it, you know.
Right.
You're the one who says wee's are good, though.
Pardon?
You're the one who says weeing's good.
It's well lit, yeah.
Go on.
Also, I mean, for example, a little boy, you know, who might pull hair.
Right. Pull hair off a girl.
Girls near to him had their head shaved.
Yeah,
he wouldn't do it. You know, he'd try and pull their bald heads.
The thing about smacking, though, is I reckon that we're seeing it the wrong way around, like as a stick rather than a carrot. If you smacked a kid all the time, then when they were good, you could smack them a bit less or maybe even not at all. A bit risky. But
well, I think we should treat them like the IRA, actually. You know, we shouldn't stop the smacking. They have got to stop being naughty first.
Yes.
Right. Then we'll discuss it. No negotiating until all the naughtiness is stopped. I think it should be simple as that.
Also, if you got parents that can't take the responsibility, and the thing to do to be get a surrogate smacker.
Yeah.
I don't mind going around smacking any kids for anyone that wants to.
We could smack adults like smack Fred West or smack Bosnia and things.
Because it obviously works, doesn't it?
On the back of the legs.
As we've got Ben the scientist, because he's just come back from the pub, I conduct an experiment, see if the smacking works?
See if it stops him.
If I
naughty.
Clamber across here,
testing on scientists.
Gentle.
Mind his glasses.
Smack.
That doesn't hurt much. I'll do things again.
Feel better.
Let's try a bigger one.
Ooh.
Would that stop you doing anything?
Well, I might say I wouldn't do something, but I probably still would.
Let's try a punch, just see if... Right. Sorry, that's a bit hard.
Would you be naughty again now?
No.
That's a lot of fun.
Amando Iannucci on 1FM, a sort of cross between professional broadcasting and some bread.
Time now to pause for Fight of My Life. Some of the best fights that you've been in sent in to me. Dear Armando, seeing the Cheltenham Gold Cup this week brings back memories of a magnificent fight I had at that event some 30 years ago. I was a rider in the 1965 race. I had as my horse a beautiful mount called Henderson, and all of my parents had come down from Alloa to see me participate. It was 2 p.m, the race started at 2:15, and as Henderson and I made our way onto the grass, events suddenly took the unexpected and bloody turn, which was to lead to me going home that day with smashed lips. For as I drew closer to the starting post, my horse paused nervously, lifted his head and whispered, "Do you want a fight?" Imagine my surprise when the animal then rode me away from the starting gate and led me to a small paddock obscured from the course by two large schoolchildren. In the seclusion of this private ring, Henderson dropped me onto some straw, stood on his two hind legs, and unfastened his saddle. He swaggered forward, and rather clumsily pelted my mouth with both hooves. Angrily, I grabbed hold of one of his legs and twisted it round, pivoting the horse high into the air over my head and onto the floor behind me. I then jumped onto him, but he raised a hind leg to my groin as I landed, inflicting the sharpest pain I've ever received from an animal in 20 years of flat racing. The grey beast clearly enjoyed my agony, and as I writhed in the sawdust, I saw him start to dance very quickly in the corner, performing a clumsy jig on all fours. Carried away with his victory frolic, Henderson didn't see me approach from the side. I jumped round in front of his long head and in petulant anger slapped him in the face. The horse stopped dancing and immediately dropped a turd of embarrassment onto the straw. Some childish impulse made me want to carry on. I slapped him again and again, then a fourth slap and a fifth. I carried on slapping the creature, pausing a full 5 seconds between each slap. I must have slapped that horse for at least an hour, and yet he remained strangely still, perhaps silenced by the shame of his unnatural attempt at a fight. Once I was satisfied with the amount of hitting I had done, I stopped and looked up into Henderson's horsey eyes. He was crying. Tears of frustration welled up all over his big, hairy face, and I knew I was looking at an animal that realized it clearly couldn't wrestle. Quietly, Henderson turned round and slowly walked off into Cheltenham city centre and was never seen again. I'll never forget that horse, but most of all, I'll never forget his crying face and four inadequate hooves. Yours, Bob Champion, Leeds. It's 13 to 10. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. It's okay. I wanna have control. Which is best?
I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
The name Radiohead contains all five vowels except U.
Radiohead take their name from the pornographic Dutch FM radio station Radiohead.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want.
11 to 10 now.
I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a
That's Creeper from Radiohead, and it's now 10 to 10, actually. Time to go back over to Radio Berkshire.
Local and national news from BBC Radio Berkshire.
Over 425 million people are known to have been killed in Binfield near Bracknell when a packed Berkshire animal and bird sanctuary was derailed. It happened outside Durban in a remote area of Reading Borough Council. That's Life presenter Esther Ranson has given her seal of approval. BBC Radio Berkshire News. Dominic Hurst reporting.
That was Dominic Hurst reporting. Time now for Dave with the answers to this week's homework.
Okay, here they are. 3.141. He was in his bath. Vasco da Gama, not Marco Polo. And if you missed the end of the French dictation, here's another chance. Le poisson, virgule, et moi, point final.
Thanks, David. Keep the nominations coming in. Nominations here from Nathan from Lincolnshire. Best ridiculous thing, one of those music stands that no one can put up.
Mm-hmm. I've got one here from Jeremy from Murfield, which is best thing in a thing, I suppose, which is a car in the word caravan or caravan.
Ben from Tooting's rung in to say the best part of the body is the penis. He's rung in from Tooting to say that. I don't know if it's his own penis or just the penis generally.
He's rung in from Tooting penis.
I've got a two of my own, actually, for best thing. It's a toss-up for me between one of those postcards of Jesus that are, like, 3D, and then when you angle it to the light, his eyes open and shut.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, a long pole, about 2 foot long, with a tight wrist or leg strap on either end of it.
Those are rubbish.
Oh, those are ones to think about. Philip Dawson, did you get any?
Just one thing, which is the best thing that's in another thing, and my favourite one, actually, is the goodness that is in everyone, even pickpockets.
With that, have we got a caller? Hello. Oh, yeah. Blow your nose first. Yep. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry,
who's calling?
I'm Simon Dominguez from Houses.
Simon, what, does Richard know him?
No. It's a funny name.
Simon Dominguez. Okay, and what's your nomination?
Well, I'd like to nominate the Japanese for Best Large Number of Things.
The best, sorry?
Large Number of Things.
The Japanese for it?
Yeah.
Why, what is the Japanese? Is it rude?
No, just the Japanese people.
I think the Japanese people, yeah.
Oh, he's right.
As being a large number of things.
All right, sorry.
No win, stupid.
School uniform, I thought.
Excellent, okay. Yeah. I don't know. Why are you keen on the Japanese?
Well, as I say, it's a nice school uniform. You ever seen the Japanese school uniform?
He's right.
No.
Do they just have one school?
Bye. A man from the Japanese embassy there.
I'm not.
Best publicity stunt, River Phoenix. Been sent in.
Mansfield Park, 7 till 9.
Northanger Abbey, 9 till 12.
Emma, Freud, 12 till 2.
Persuasion, 2 till 4.
Sanderton, 4 till 7.
Sense and Sensibility.
The Evening Session, 7 till 9.
Jane Austen, Toasted and Frosted on 1FM.
97, 97. Okay, we're just totting up.
Barbara Windsor was very fit with the gangsters. Yeah. There, she's doing right. Lovely girl, wasn't she?
She
wasn't the only member of the Carry On team that used to hang around with.
It became a prestige thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
For each gang, the most members of the Carry On team you could get, you know, going on your raids with you. The better the gang, you know.
Yeah, we used to use Charles Hawtrey as a getaway van. And a lot of people would think, you know, we had Charles Hawtrey and Bernard Breslaw and Hattie our gang. Charles was actually the most useful because, you know, Bernard and Hattie, they attract a lot of attention.
Hattie was dangerous, though, wasn't she?
She could throw a punch.
Well, this was one of the problems, though, wasn't it? Because, like, we used to take Kenneth Williams on a job with us, right? And he was, he's dead, but he was famous. Yeah. But in the 50s, he was very famous. And, of course, people would just see him in the street.
Do you remember that time the cashier was with Kenny again? Yeah. The cashier, she just fumbled the money a little bit. Yeah. Remember, and he went, in his way, he did, I can't do it. He went, stop messing about. Yeah. Everyone just broke that tension and ruined it.
Interesting, like how you say, like Kenneth Williams attracted attention, which is like the last thing you want. That's why on our gang, second gang, the Millwall gang, we had Jim Dale.
I remember we was in the Dog and Duck once, and the Croydon lads were in there trying to impress us with their Carry On stars who they got with them. And you know, they had Phil Silvers, which is ridiculous because he was only in one.
But the Crays tried to use Leslie Phillips once, and he was no good because, you know, if he spotted a pretty girl, he was just, you know, sort of.
Do you remember we used to take Joan Sims? Because you take her, you see, into the bank, and you'd get in there with the gun, but Joan would, like, look at the male teller in the bank, and that'd be that bit of music going like, like that, you know. And of course, he'd look at her, and he'd go like, like that, and you get the money.
We all dressed as matrons.
Right, I realised I just talked over the start of all that, probably obscuring the kind of the key element of that last piece. This bit's live. Mm. Yes, that bit was on tape involving you and another actor.
Steve Wright never does that, does he, Carmando?
Steve Wright or Stephen Wright?
Both. At the same time.
Delivering the same programme together because one of them is on tape.
And in America.
Stephen Wright, the American, does the Steve Wright Breakfast Show every morning. Just to keep your nominations coming in. We're just coming to the end of all this. We're gathering together all the nominations now for the Witch's Best of the last 12 months.
Yes, Armando, just heard that the Ivan Goldsmith Lifetime Achievement Award, which is in the gift of the Academy, has gone to Kenya.
Kenya.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's they deserve it.
But everyone was going for Zanzibar.
No, it's Kenya. It's official. Right.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah, the best foolish thing that reminds me of you is Pogo Patterson from Grange Hill, Armando.
Another winner there. Any more?
Best thing in a thing was Chris Akabusi in the 400 metres hurdles. That wasn't expected, but there you are.
I've got a nice chicken in an oven.
That's the
best thing in another thing. It's very nice.
It's also best lit thing if you have one of those ovens that lights up when you put stuff
in. Or a gas oven, because you have to light a gas oven.
Or if you burn it and it sets on fire.
Absolutely. Mm. I've actually bought all my gas for the next 20 years stop paying VAT.
No.
But all that's happened is that 20 years worth of gas has arrived at my door this morning. So if anyone wants any of my gas, they'll have to pay me.
It's all coming out at this moment.
I've thought of a joke about Michael Aspel. I don't know if anyone's thought of it. This is your wife.
I bet this is your wife who's committed adultery. I saw that headline. That was
quite good. But I don't blame Michael Aspel because like his wife has been getting off with Arthur from EastEnders on telly for the last 6 months.
Yeah, so he's driven to millions of people.
Millions of people he's driven to it.
And the fact is that it's Arthur, which is really bad. If it was Tricky Dicky, you'd understand it, but Arthur.
You've made a mistake, though.
though, first, what you've done is you've confused fantasy with reality, haven't you?
We all do that every day.
Yeah, EastEnders.
Is reality.
This is your ugly wife. That was one I saw this morning.
This is...
Which neatly takes us in, actually, to another ugly piece of music. This we're going to play out with Glad All Over by the Portsmouth Sinfonietta. So just have a listen to this. No, 2 minutes to ten, actually.
Portsmouth Sinfonietta is formed entirely from the ashes of late 80s pop group Tight Fit.
The mayor of Portsmouth is worshipped as a god in the Cinnamon Islands.
Portsmouth Sinfonietta once broke into a telephone box and stole all the words.
The Portsmouth Sinfonietta is currently touring Portsmouth.
Portsmouth Sinfonietta's favourite dictator is President Tito of the former Yugoslavia.
Next week, send your own pronunciations of the word Sinfonietta into room 125, 16 Langham Street, London, W1A1AA. We also asked last week for your tapes of domestic arguments, and I really do want you to tape domestic arguments going on in the house next door. Also, a new feature starting next week is listeners' wives. If you have a wife or know a wife, then just record her and send it into that. So we want listeners' wives, domestic arguments to room 125, 16 Langham Street, London, W1A1AA. It's gone all quiet. Bye. It's 10 o'clock. Mark Radcliffe. Bye.